First of all, we learned here that you don't see the Shekhinah if you're not happy. And what makes Avraham Avinu happy? A mitzvah. And what is the mitzvah that he likes more?
Towards your fellow man, more than to him.
Avraham Avinu is chesed. And what is God?
Chesed.
In other words, when you do chesed, you connect to who? To God. So when you do chesed, you connect to the Shekhinah. So there is no contradiction. There is no problem. On the contrary, that's exactly what it is, Kabbalat Pnei Shekhinah. So the Shekhinah, as we say, didn't leave Avram, and Avram didn't leave the Shekhinah. They were together. And it's unbelievable. But now we're talking about visitors, getting visitors. And we have another figure in our parsha that received visitors. Who was it? Our famous Lot. And he is receiving visitors in a place where if you receive a visitor, you are going to be hanged, you're going to be killed, you're going to be tortured, because there are no visitors allowed in Sodom. And Lot takes visitors. What would you say? Is this an heroic thing or not? Yes. Huh? But when he is saved, that is not the reason he's being saved. You know what's the reason that he's being saved?
Because he was Abraham's nephew.
He was Abraham's nephew, yes. Yeah. But what is the reason he was saved? Because he was also what? But he had to some schut. You see, it's like when something has to happen, it has to happen on something. There need to be a seed, a certain schut.
Because he was going to be the father of them.
Because he didn't talk when Avraham Avinu and Sarah went to Egypt and he says, "This is my sister." And he didn't say that he's lying. This is why he was saved. It's not only the only reason he was saved. Because the main reason is Avraham Avinu. But there was something that connects his zchut with Avraham Avinu. And what was this? This, not talking. So I'm asking you. Here is risking his life, taking visitors. It's nothing. And here the only thing he did was shutting his mouth. And he's get rewarded being saved from Sodom. What's going on here? Who is Lot? What kind of a person is he? What is his agenda in his life? What does he want from life?
Possessions.
Lot wants money. Possession. We see it the whole way. Why is he going with Avraham Avinu? Because he's afraid his Yerusha is going away. Why is he separating himself from Avraham Avinu and going where? To Sodom, when the Torah is telling us right in front, the people of Sodom are evil. So somebody was raised up in the house of Avraham Avinu. What do you think? Is he going to choose to live with evil people?
Depends how much money they were with.
Exactly. So in other words, what is motivating Lot is money. Now, this is why this test was what saved him. He is standing now in a one-time opportunity. If he will tell the people of Paran that Avraham Avinu is lying, what are they going to do to Avraham?
Kill him.
Kill him. And who is going to get the Yerusha?
Lot.
But he didn't say anything. And this is the reason that he was saved. But we still ask ourselves, but look what he did in this Achnasat Orchim. Those visitors in Sodom. How is this not mentioned? Risking his life? Rabbi Soloveitchik
because he's blinded by the amount of wealth he thinks he could get in Sodom.
Yeah, but still, you know, taking visitors in Sodom when it's not allowed and you're risking your life is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
But in a minute we'll understand that there is a certain point that we don't always look at. And to understand it, there is a famous story with the Rebbe Soloveitchik. The Rebbe Soloveitchik was the Rebbe of Brisk, was the Gdol Ador, and he used to, once in a while, take off his clothes, his rabbi's clothes, and put simple hat and a simple jacket, and go around, like, to be a little free from all the people asking him every minute or giving honor and things. He wanted to be like, feel the people a little. In one of those times, this was a winter night, and it was getting very cold and snowing, and it was very dangerous to stay outside. So the rabbi said, the guy that was going with him, let's find a place to sleep. So they stopped near a Jewish hostel and knocked at the door. It's very cold, snowing. Nobody's answering. And says, knock at the door, you have to knock, knock hard, knock hard, knock hard. Eventually, somebody's opening the door. It's the owner. And they says, what do you want? He says, what do you want to sleep? It's snowing outside, it's cold. We cannot stay outside, it's very dangerous. We can chas v'sholom die. He says, I'm sorry, I've got no place. Everything is full. Because in half an hour, there's going to be this whole group of people coming and they rented the whole place out. I'm sorry, I've got no room. So Soloveitchik says, then what do you mean? What are you going to let us die outside? It's impossible. You have to do something. He says, you know what? After talking and talking, he says, okay, go, you can sleep here in the corridor. So the Rabbi Soloveitchik and his servant are lying down on the corridor at this place. And of course, the Rabbi Soloveitchik, he is not going to sleep yet. So he takes out of his pocket a candle, lights it, and starts learning. The owner of this place comes to him. Do you mind? People trying to sleep here. Turn off the candle. So the Rabbi Soloveitchik turns off the candle. 20 minutes later, noise from outside, carriages, all the lights in the house are open, and smells of coffee and cooking, unbelievable smells all around. The Admor Mikodainov came in. Oh, what the honor they received him. The fire was burning, the heat, everything, oh, the best. So they want to eat. So the Admor Mikodainov, the Rebbe Mikodainov, goes to wash his hands and he has to go through the corridor. And he was in a very close relationship with the Rebbe Mibrisk, the Rav Soloveitchik. So he sees two figures on the floor and he looks. This is 1 minute. Is this possible? Rebbe Yosha there? Is it you? He says, oh yeah, oh, hi, oh. What are you doing on the floor here? The owner listens to what's happening, started shivering. He let the Gdol Ador, he let the Rebbe Mibrisk lying on the floor in the corridor. And nevertheless, he told him off. He didn't know what to do and he was trying crying and asking forgiveness. Oh, I didn't know it was you. If I would have known that it was you, I would have taken you in, of course, and give you the best room and everything. Sorry, sorry, I want your forgiveness. Said the Rebbe Soloveitchik, you want my forgiveness? I'll forgive you in one condition. You come with me after this night, and for a month you're going to live with me. And to see how you receive visitors and how you act according to, doesn't matter who it is. Why? Because I'm the Rebbe Soloveitchik, you would have given me a room. And if I'm a simple Jew, you putting me on the corridor, on the floor, in this cold? They say that after a month in the house of the Rebbe Soloveitchik, this guy was the best machnis olchim in the whole area. But that's exactly what's happening here. When we look at Avraham Avinu, what is written? He sees three Arab people. simple people, and you know who is going in this heat outside? It's definitely not somebody of the nobility. In the heat of the day, in the middle of the desert, who is going? Poor people, or merchant, or whatever. And he runs to them and receives them. This is Achnasat Orchim. But when we talk on Lot, when we talk about Lot, that's a whole different story. Lot is written very clearly. Vayavohu, Perek Yutet, Pasuk 1. Vayavohu, got it? Who Vayavohu? Who came? Shnei? Two angels. This is not Anashim. Now, is this a risk to take angels into your house? Those are angels. They can do whatever they want to. And we see what they're doing later on. That's not a big chokhmah. And there is another important thing we have to take in consideration. Avraham Avinu, this idea of taking everybody in, is something that is a part of him. So everybody around him has it also as a part of him. So it's not a big deal for Lot doing Achnasat Orchim. Because this is how he was raised in the house of Avram. This is a part of his being. Because even Ishmael, that was a Pere Adam, and at the end of his life, what is he doing? He's doing tshuva. Because this big educator, Avram Avinu, he had this power of influence, to influence everybody around him in a good way. Not with talking, with his deeds. So it got into the bones. It's like, the Arabs today, for example, they are also very, in the matter of Achnasat Orchim, taking visitors, they're unbelievable. But the minute they finished with your Achnasat Orchim, they can shoot you and put a knife in your back. But while you're coming to them, they're going to give you everything. So in other words, this is not a big deal for Lot. And now, taking consideration, we're talking about angels. So it's even less. So that's the reason that this Achnasat Orchim is not mentioned, because that's not what saved him. And to understand Lot, this guy, the only thing that is in his mind is, as we said, possession, money. And this is what motivates him. So that's the reason he was saved, because of something that looks to us like, what did he do? What did he do? Didn't do anything. And because he didn't do anything, this was greater than what everything he did here. Because for him, not to talk and tell that Avraham Avinu is lying, meant that he's got the opportunity to get whatever he wants in life. So for him, it was a big sacrifice. That's why this is mentioned and not what we see here.
But why would the two angels come to him?
That's a very good question.
I mean,
why is this whole story? Yeah. What is this whole story? What's the reason for all this whole thing? You want to destroy Storm, take Lot, go away, finish the whole thing. Why do we need the angels coming near the night and having Lot taking them in, and then all the people of Storm came and wanted the angels to do with them terrible things? Why do we need all this thing?
Show us how bad they were.
The Natsiv.
To test also for what?
The Natsiv says that Midat Adin, when God is judging somebody, he wants it to be at the top. In other words, even if there is a small thing still left, or he gives a chance, even if it's the worst situation, he gives another chance in order to see maybe they will do tshuva. So this whole story is It's like when God is saying, I'm going down to see if it's right what's happening in Sdom. God needs to go down to see what's happening. He knows what's happening. But the thing is, God is going down not to see what's happening before, to see what's going to happen when His Holy Spirit is going to come on Sdom. Are they going to change their ways, feeling the holiness, or are they going to go on with the evilness? And as we know, the holiness didn't have anything, no influence on them. To the point, unbelievable point. So in other words, what's happening here is, this small thing, Lot from one side is receiving visitors in Sdom, which made him, let's say, maybe a small step has been explained, but still, it was something good it did. And this made him worthy with all the other things to be saved.
Except he was giving his daughters in their place.
To showing who he is. That's just to show us. This guy is a crazy guy. But from the other side, look at the people of Sdom. The people of Sdom, they are really so evil. So what's happening is, after they want him, demanding that he will take out the people, and this crazy guy wants to give them his daughters, and we're not going to go into all the details, at the end he's getting his daughters, as we know. But what is happening now, the people take Lot back in, closing the door, and Pasuk 11 tells us, Perek Yutet, Pasuk 11, ואת האנשים אשר פתח הבית עיקו בסנברים. What are they doing? They blinding the people. So what would you do if you cannot see anything? What would you do instead of the people of Sdom? What would you do? You will go home. You see nothing. Go home. What are the people of Sdom doing? Vayil'u limtso ha-patach. They are still blinded and trying to find the door in order to do what they want to do. And that moment, they took this evilness to the lowest level you can take. So now, that's it. Midat Adin was full, more than full. So, to your question, yes, there was a reason for all this charade, what we see. Because God wanted to give a chance to Lot and to the people of Sdom. And even this last chance to the people of Sdom didn't help. But Lot did what he was supposed to do, and he was saved. And from him, by the way, which is very interesting, with all his crooked behavior, David HaMelech comes. Which is just to show us that not everything is exactly like it looks. Yeah. There are a lot of things inside that we don't see. Anyway, this Lot is running away. Running away, the angels take him out of Sdom, and God destroys the whole town. And as we all know today, when you go there, you cannot even believe that this place was once a beautiful valley with beautiful trees and fruits and everything. That's what it was. Now it's a desert. And now I want to end this shiur with a very famous pasuk that is really a big lesson for us always. We have the story with Avimelech. Avimelech is taking Sarah, and then he understands and realizes if he's not going to give her back, he's going to die with all his household and everything. It's going to be going to suffer, and also they couldn't give birth. everything was stopped. And he's coming to Avram and tells and asking him, why didn't you tell me that she is your wife? I wouldn't touch her. And what is Avraham Avinu answering is something that we have to take deeply to in our thoughts and understand that really the whole world works on this. Pasuk 11 in Perek Kaf. Perek Kaf, Pasuk 11. Got it? Pak 20, Kaf 20. Perek 20, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Vayomer Avraham. Got it? Vayomer Avraham, ki amarti, because I thought, Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom azeh. Surely there is no fear of God in this place. Va'araguni al dvar ishti, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. Now, what is he saying? He's saying you've got everything in this place, because this was a very nice place. You've got beautiful homes. You've got beautiful people. You've got culture, you've got museums, you've got music, you've got manners. But there is one thing you haven't got. And what is this? The fear of God. And if there is no fear of God, the minute that this is going to be in a, you want something and it's going to be on your way, you're going to kill me. Because if there is no fear of God, all these beautiful things that you're doing are only for the outside. They're only for yourself. And the minute it's going to go in your personal interest, what are you going to do? You're going to be a beast. And it happened in history not once and not twice. And what we all remember, because unfortunately we have short memories, is the Holocaust. The German nation were the most educated, mannered, cultured community in the world. They had everything. The best of everything. But they didn't have a fear of God. So in one moment, they turned on to be less than a beast. Because a beast kills if it either threatens or it needs to eat. Otherwise, even a beast doesn't kill. And this is one of the biggest lessons we have to learn in life, is that what happened, it's going to happen again. In other words, nothing has changed. What was, is, and will be. So, we should learn from the past in order to prevent those things happening in the future.
But they say history repeats itself.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said, exactly. History repeats itself. That's what Avraham Avinu is saying many, many years ago to Avimelech. Rak en yirat Elokim, there is no fear of God in this place, va'araguni al dvar ishti. If you will want my wife, you will take her, will take her, and you will kill me. And it happened through the history, not once and not twice. So, this is also one of the big lessons of our parasha. That what has to control our life is the fear of God. And if there is a fear of God, we're not going to do what Lot done. We are going to do what Avraham Avinu done. And we're going to go in his way. And when we go with the way of Avraham Avinu, we will be blessed. Like Avraham Avinu is being blessed. There's a lot of things in the parasha. Says in Pasuk 19 in the Perek Yutchet, the first paragraph of the parasha. What is the power of Avraham Avinu? Ki yada'ativ. Got it? Pasuk 19. Perek Yutchet, Pasuk 19. Ki yada'ativ, got it? Ki yada'ativ, for I have known him, lema'an asher yetzave, et banav ve'et beto acharav, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, ve'shamru derech Hashem, that they may go in the way of God to do justice and righteousness, leman avi al Hashem, because God will bring on Avram everything he talked. All the blessings are going to be. Why? Because if we keep the way of God, like what he's saying, rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh, if there is a fear of God and we go with the way of God, this is what made Avram different from all the others. Because there were a lot of other tzaddikim, but Avraham Avinu had this power to take the message to the next generation. And this was because of a fear of God. But Avraham Avinu, it was even higher, because Avraham Avinu had the love of God, which is a higher level from the fear of God. We need both. But the power of Avraham Avinu was the really power of chesed, of love. That's why he managed to do what all the others couldn't. Because he couldn't stand it that after he goes, there will be nobody to worship God. Because he loved God so much. Like we love our children. And we always look for them and try to make sure that even when we're not going to be there, they're going to have everything they need. Because we love them. Otherwise, who cares what's going to be after us? And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu is doing. He says he makes sure that when he's not going to be, somebody else is going to be there to love God and worship Him. And that's the power of love. All the best.